Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Pella School District Superintendent Greg Ebling, and we're talking about this week's school board meeting. And as usual, Greg, I'd just like to thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Evan. I'm glad to be here.
So this week's school board meeting, there wasn't a whole lot of new items. It was mostly things that the board has been working on for the past session, several sessions, and next year's budget was officially passed. We talked about that after your work session where you guys worked on it a couple weeks ago, and things since then remained pretty much unchanged. Would you like to briefly tell people what's on that budget?
The board officially certified the budget for next school year, and what that really does is establish the tax rate for next year. So the property tax rate will be flat. We're leaving the tax rate exactly the same as it was this last year, actually 1 cent per thousand less technically, but really a flat tax rate. So what that means for the average person in Pella, if they didn't have any change in their assessed value, their school taxes will stay exactly the same.
And that overall budget size, including the district's capital and the intake and all that?
It was 33, I think, was the estimate that we're thinking between all funds, all resources that would come into the district next year. It would be about $33 million. Of course, that's an estimate. Some of those are contingent upon things like miscellaneous income and pieces that ultimately we don't have control over. But that's just a guess. I think our budget last year was over $30 million as well. So we have to make an estimate and kind of publish it as such. And then what actually comes in, of course, changes by in the end what the state gives us and some of those things.
The other thing that you guys have been working on for a while, and this ties into a couple of projects going on in the district, is the refinancing of bonds. Particularly, they were the bonds used to build Madison Elementary School. The savings for the district are pretty substantial. We've talked about this in the past, but now we have an official concrete number for it. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what the district is planning to possibly do with those funds?
Right. Well, the nice thing is that we were able to cut our interest rate more than in half. So we were at about 4.8% with the money financed for the Madison Elementary build, and this reduced that rate to 2.05. So we were able to refinance, and over the course of the next, I think, 13 years is actually what it technically is, we'll receive about $955,000 of savings. So that's kind of on average of about $80,000 to $90,000 a year that the savings will be. That'll be interest that we won't have to pay. So that'll be very nice. So right now, we're working on a district facility plan, kind of a 10-year plan. We've been with a larger community group, have been visiting and touring all the different buildings, and with that, we're starting to develop some projects that could be solutions to some of our facility needs. So over the course of the next year, we will look at the possibility of projects that the district needs, and then, of course, use some of our current sales tax dollars to actually help fund those projects. So that's all in the works. So our savings just, of course, helps us pay less interest and actually frees up some additional dollars later on for some of those projects.
Yeah, the representative from Piper Jaffray mentioned that the first 3 years things will remain the same for the district, and then from there you'll begin saving money.
They're actually, our bonds are not callable for 3 years. So actually we finance, we refinance now, put the money in escrow, just kind of like people would for their own home. Sometimes they put things in escrow for like insurance and things like payments for the project. And so that escrow dollars will actually pay off the bonds in 3 years when they're callable. So for a while, that money will just sit in escrow and pay those bond payments. And then once the bonds are callable, the whole thing will be refinanced underneath that new rate.
Excellent. And then there were a couple other things that were brought up at the school board meeting, and those were mostly staffing related. A couple of new positions that the district would like to add?
Right, we've had different needs that we see just kind of going into next year. One of those needs is going to be a head custodian position. We're going to be advertising that position now. And ultimately what we're looking for is someone to help kind of create some consistency amongst all our buildings with our custodial care of the building. To kind of define, here's what standard work is for the custodians. This is what the expectation is around cleaning. Also get involved and help training new custodians. We do have some turnover with that quite frequently. So that new position, we're going to look to implement this summer, have that in place, and currently we're just in the advertising mode for that. The other thing we also added were a couple other positions that were kind of sponsors or coaching type positions. The first one was a ninth grade softball coach. Currently, we have three softball teams, a varsity, JV, and a freshman team. And we have two coaches at that level. And so what we're trying to do is create this third coaching position that's a paid position. We've had volunteers that have graciously done some of that and helped us out over the last few years. But we're just feeling like we need a consistent person that's actually paid for that position. And then a couple other that were assistant type roles for our vocal music, both in the middle school and the high school. Again, sponsor type positions that would help out and assist with our current directors.
Well, I think that takes us through just about everything, unless there's something else you'd like to talk about.
Not really. We're just into spring and into fourth quarter, so things are just marching along, and we have nice weather and all those things. So that's, of course, makes us kind of anxious for summer.
All righty. Well, I want to thank you once again for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
All right, thanks a lot, Evan.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.